support. I was starting to wonder if people had forgotten about us over here. But then one of my buddies showed me this website. And now as tears are streaming down my face, I can see for sure that you haven't. Private Emily B., U.S. Army.
It's so heartwarming to see the American people not letting the men and women of the armed forces be forgotten. Your letters make a group of grown men, battle-hardened and gruff, act like a bunch of kids around a Christmas tree. Thanks. Staff Sergeant Matthew H., U.S. Army.
Your support may be the most important thing our troops can carry with them. But don't take our word for it. Take theirs. To show your support, visit americasupportsyou.mil. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Defense and the Ad Council.
A lot can happen in the last hour of trading on Wall Street. Some good, some bad. That is why it's important to tune in each Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons at 3 o'clock for Market Close Live with me, Magical Matt McCall. I'll be analyzing the market moves in real time and answering your questions while it happens. Find out what really happened on Wall Street. Tune in to Market Close Live with me, Magical Matt McCall, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 3 o'clock, only on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only Money Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Bob Rovner. I was there as your state senator and fought for justice as an assistant district attorney with Senator Arlen Specter and Governor Ed Rendell. My law firm, Rovner, Allen, Rovner, Zimmerman & Nash, has offices in Feasterville, Philadelphia, and in New Jersey. We hope you never have an accident, but if you or a loved one does, give me a call at Dial Law, toll-free number 888-DIAL-LAW or 215-DIAL-LAW, or in New Jersey, 856-DIAL-LAW. We also do workers' compensation, Social Security disability, criminal defense, and all general law focused on helping people. Our firm has been providing successful legal representation for 40 years. We have 20 attorneys and myself ready to serve you. Tune in to our new radio show, Senator Bob Rovner Talks to the Stars, every Saturday from 2 to 4 on AM 860 WWDB. Join me and my co-host, Councilman Frank Rizzo, and you can hear us on our website, www.dial-law.com. Remember, R&R, Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4, Rizzo and Rovner. Thank you.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
In the past, doctors have prescribed several medications to treat bipolar disorder, but taking multiple pills each day can be a problem for patients. In fact, a recent survey of 500 Americans with bipolar disorder showed that 93% have modified their medication routine in some way without consulting a physician. There may be new hope for the 7 million American adults affected by bipolar disorder. The FDA has just approved Seroquel for the treatment of depressive episodes associated with bipolar disorder, making it the first and only single medication approved by the FDA to treat both depressive and acute manic episodes associated with the condition. Dr. Michael Faes was one of the lead investigators of the Seroquel bipolar depression clinical trials.
Having a single medication that can treat both poles of the illness, the manias and the depression, mean that for some patients they may need to take only one medication. And a simpler medication regimen is the best way to ensure that patients can stick with their medication.
Please see the full prescribing information, including boxed warnings for Seroquel, available at www.seroquel.com.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, December 30, 2006, and good day to those of you listening to a rebroadcast some other time. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On January 13, 2007, our program will air at a new time, 9 a.m., We will be simulcast on February 3, 2007 on an international internet station. There will be an 800 call-in number for those outside of the southeastern Pennsylvania area at that time. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and with the experts. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, our guest was Camelia Kinslow, a makeup stylist who uses homeopathic botanicals for skin care and makeup. At that show's end, we discussed the herb cayenne and the yoga asana Triang Mukhai Kapana Pasimottanasana. If you missed that show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to listen to the show. If you want to set up an appointment with me, call 610-687-6184. For general information, call 610-660-7710. Later, when we open the phone lines, call 610-664-4100 to ask a question of our guest. Our guest today is Dr. Michael Osner, author of The Mediterranean Diet, Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb cedar and the yoga asana Kranakasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Scientists suggest rationale for the placebo effect. This comes from the AltMed News website. Monday, January 30, 2006, it was put out by Steve Connor. Scientists may have discovered a possible cause of the mysterious placebo effect, whereby a sham medical treatment results in a genuine benefit to the patient. A study has found that production of a chemical messenger in the brain appears to play a critical role in generating the placebo effect in patients given fake treatments. The findings could help to explain the many causes of cures resulting from nothing more than a belief by patients that they have been given a treatment that will help them to recover. Doctors have treated many conditions using the placebo effect, from ridding people of warts by painting them with brightly colored but inert dye to carrying out sham operations that have fooled patients into believing that they have had real surgery. Placebo, which means I shall please in Latin, has long been accepted as a genuine phenomenon in medicine, but no one has been able to explain it satisfactorily other than by saying it demonstrates the power of the mind over the body. Clinical trials involving potent new drugs have to take account of the placebo effect by monitoring a control group of patients given a dummy pill made of sugar or starch, even though scientifically the placebo effect cannot be explained. However, John Stossel, professor of neurology at Canada's University of British Columbia in Vancouver, believes that the placebo effect could be caused by the production of a powerful chemical in the brain called dopamine, which is involved, among other things, in triggering the expectation of pleasure and reward. Professor Stossel carried out a study on patients suffering from Parkinson's disease, which is known to result from a lowering of normal levels of dopamine in certain parts of the brain. Normally, when Parkinson's patients are given a chemical precursor to dopamine, they show an improvement in levels of dopamine produced naturally in the brain, which makes them feel better. However, when Professor Stossel injected six of his Parkinson's patients with a simple saline solution, he found that they, too, showed an improvement in levels of dopamine. He measured the average increase to be more than double. The patients given the placebo of saline were all told that they were going to be given the actual treatment, and as a result, they were expecting to feel an improvement, Professor Stossel said. Quote, "We think that the expectation of benefit is critical to the placebo effect, no matter what is wrong. And then once the expectation is there, the brain may activate other machinery that may be more specific to the particular disease," end quote, he said. Details of the experiment were shown on BBC Two's Alternative Medicine, The Evidence, presented by Professor Kathy Sykes of Bristol University. Dopamine could be central to the placebo effect in all cases because of its connection to expectation, end quote, Professor Sykes said. "We all release dopamine when we expect something good, whether it's food, sex, a drink, or maybe a medical treatment. And that means that the placebo mechanisms that seems to work in Parkinson's may trigger the placebo effect in all of us," she said. The BBC television program followed patients who had undergone sham operations on their knee, only to find that their symptoms improved as if they had had genuine surgery. Quote, "What I'm most concerned about is that the placebo effect is much more powerful than we give it credit for," end quote, Professor Sykes said. Quote, "We don't train our medical students to understand that if they give their patients the expectation that a treatment will work, it will help them to recover," she said, end quote. Something to think about. Okay, as I said earlier, our guest today is Dr. Osner, medical doctor. He's a nationally renowned pioneer and advocate of preventive cardiology and author of the Miami Mediterranean Diet, Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease, Cambridge House Publishing, 2005. Now, Dr. Osner earned his medical degree from the University of Miami School of Medicine and pursued a cardiology fellowship from Stanford University Santa Clara Valley Medical Center in California. He's a board-certified cardiologist. He's a fellow of the American College of Cardiology and current chairman of the American Heart Association of Miami. He is medical director of wellness and prevention at Baptist Hospital in Miami, a medical director of the Cardiovascular Prevention Institute of South Florida. He is also a clinical assistant professor of medicine and cardiology at the University of Miami School of Medicine. A well-known national speaker and symposium director, Dr. Osner has appeared widely on radio, television, and in the print media, speaking out against fad diets and the American way of eating. He is passionate about educating Americans on the benefits of adopting the well-studied and documented Mediterranean diet and lifestyle as a way to live longer, healthier lives, free of heart disease and other diet-related conditions. Dr. Osner is also the author of a previous book, Prevent Your First Heart Attack. Good morning, Dr. Osner.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you. Where exactly are you from?
I'm actually from Miami.
Oh.
I'm a true native.
Okay. That was easy. Were you interested in being a doctor as a child? As a child?
Actually, I was. I was always interested in science and you know, certainly I thought that medicine was a way that I can combine science with my interest in trying to help people, and I still feel it's truly the most noble profession that there is.
Well, now, what made cardiology your specialty?
I thought at the time when I was in training that there was a lot of new advances in cardiology. Heart transplantation first came out. The balloon catheter for balloon angioplasty was brand new. And we can talk about that if you wish, because there was a lot of excitement that we would be able to nearly cure coronary artery disease, which causes heart attacks, by opening up the artery with balloons. And this was exciting. Now, a lot of these interventional techniques did not pan out. They did not pan out to be a fix or a cure. And certainly that got me headed in the direction of prevention, which I think is certainly the proper way to proceed.
Well, now, what brought you to the Mediterranean diet as one benefiting heart health? Did you first know the elements of heart health and then seek out a diet, or how did that all come about?
Well, you know, when I went into practice 25 years ago, I certainly was impressed with some of the earlier studies, and the most profound study was by Dr. Ansel Keys, a University of Minnesota professor who published the seven country study, which was an extensive study looking at seven different countries in the world. And what he found was that the countries that bordered the Mediterranean Sea, certainly these people had the fewest heart attacks, had less cancer, had less inflammatory disease, and they lived longer. And he attributed that to their lifestyle and especially to their diet. He found that these people, which, you know, clearly they ate a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains instead of the processed grains that we eat in America, They consumed olive oil instead of margarine or butter. And they ate red meat, but they ate red meat infrequently, really on special occasions, a couple times a month. The protein source was from beans, from nuts, cold water fish. And this study was remarkable, and the results were remarkable.
Okay, well, let's hold that thought as we go to break. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments. Remember, starting January 13, 2007, the show will air at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for our return with Dr. Michael Osner, author of The Mediterranean Diet, Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog. That's one way I get your feedback. On January 13, 2007, we will be changing our start time to 9 a.m. 9:06, the show starts formally. And today we are talking with Dr. Michael Osner, a medical doctor and author of The Mediterranean Diet, Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease. Is there more you wanted to add with regards to the Dr. Key's research?
Yes, and by the way, it's The Miami Mediterranean Diet is the name of the book. Dr. Keyes really, I think, was the first one to establish that a Mediterranean diet and lifestyle was clearly conducive to good health. But there have been a laundry list of other studies that have come out over the past 25 years to support the power of a Mediterranean-based diet to decrease not only heart attack, but to lower the risk of stroke, of cancer, of diabetes, of high blood pressure, and most recently, of Alzheimer's disease. A study out of Columbia University showed a 68% reduction in a person's risk of developing Alzheimer's disease if they followed a Mediterranean-based diet. I don't think that there is a medication, an operation, a procedure that we have in medicine today that can even come close to getting those kind of statistics. I mean, it's powerful, and I think the American public needs to wake up to the fact that we have a healthcare crisis today in America. One out of every $5 that we're spending on healthcare. We're going to bankrupt this country with all these fancy procedures, expensive procedures that really don't contribute to our overall health, and that includes a lot of prescription medications. Certainly for the unstable patient, especially the unstable heart patient, intervention such as heart catheterization and surgery is certainly justified. But it's not justified for everybody who is at risk or happens to have a blockage to do bypass surgery and balloon angioplasty and the things that we're doing. We have a better approach that works, that can halt the progression of disease, that it can actually reverse the disease, and that's an aggressive prevention approach.
Okay, before we get into the details of the actual approach, I'm curious to know how your medical colleagues reacted to your focus on prevention and specifically through nutritional means.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the in medical school, I know when I went to medical school, there was really there was not one course on nutrition. We really, have come to realize how powerful lifestyle approaches are. And lifestyle includes not only nutrition, by the way, but also the powerful role of exercise, regular exercise, mm-hmm. along with stress management, along with smoking cessation. I mean, these form the basis of how we should approach patients, and especially patients with cardiovascular disease, heart attacks and strokes, which let's not forget is the number one killer of both men and women in the United States.
Yes, people tend to think it's cancer, but I think the statistics do show heart disease is the problem.
Absolutely.
There were two other research items I wanted you to elucidate. The Dr. Lyon Diet Heart Study and then the Indo-Mediterranean Diet Heart Study. Miami Mediterranean.
Yeah, the Lyon Heart Study was conducted in Lyon, France, and it compared a Mediterranean diet with a typical American diet. It actually was a diet patterned after the American Heart Association Step 1 diet, but it was an American-based diet. And after a period of years, they stopped the trial because it would not have been ethical to continue. There was a 70% reduction in all-cause mortality. That's death from any cause in those following the Mediterranean diet versus the American or Western diet. And there was a 73% reduction in the risk of cardiovascular disease. Again, that includes heart attack and stroke. So we have evidence that that is that the Mediterranean diet not only works, but as I said earlier, is one of the most important things that we can do to prevent disease. The Singh Indo-Mediterranean diet was another study Asian Indians basically also showed that a Mediterranean-based diet significantly reduced the risk of death and cardiovascular disease, heart attacks included.
Okay, very good. Okay, now, is it the Mediterranean diet, period, or is it the Miami Mediterranean diet? Or is that just the title of the book? So I get it straight.
Yeah, I mean, the Mediterranean diet is the diet that we're talking about. Basically, what I did 25 years ago is I was took the Mediterranean diet and I basically typed a 30-40-page monograph, which I gave to my patients in Miami, and said, "This is the diet pattern I want you to follow," before long, I had people from all over calling my office and requesting a copy of this Miami Mediterranean diet. Over the years, we've learned that certainly, remember, this diet has been in existence for 7,000 years. It's nothing new. But I think that people haven't appreciated the importance of this diet, and over the past several decades, that has become abundantly clear. So the Miami Mediterranean diet, it was my approach that I've been using for several decades and using successfully to help keep people out of the hospital, out of the cath lab, out of the operating room.
Well, that's the part I think that's most impressive, that you as a medical doctor, as a cardiologist, you're interested in preventing people having to even deal with catheterization and all the other interventions. What are the primary elements of the Miami Mediterranean diet?
Well, yeah, and it really, I always like to say that it's the Miami Mediterranean diet and lifestyle, because, again, I truly emphasize the importance of exercise and stress management along with a healthy diet. But the certainly starts with the diet itself, and the diet itself, at the base of the diet, includes whole grains instead of processed grains. We've processed the grains in this country, and we've taken out the outer part of the grain, which is the bran, and the inner part's the germ, which is really all the fiber and the healthy phytonutrients, vitamins and minerals, and we give people the starch. That doesn't make any sense, nor does it make any sense not to have multiple servings of fruits and vegetables every day. I know there are these low-carb diets that came along initially with Atkins and then others that said, you know, let's cut down on carbohydrates, and I totally disagree. Healthy carbohydrates are going to help keep us from developing heart disease and cancer, and fruits and vegetables and the like is certainly recommended, along with nuts, and especially almonds and walnuts. We have time, we could talk about how important they are. Beans, or legumes, as they're called, are a great source of protein and fiber. Low-fat dairy products, low-fat yogurt, and especially one thing that's very important to point out is that we consume too much whole milk in this country, including children. I think that if we're going to, milk should be low-fat or skim milk, because we're giving people too many calories and saturated fat. We have a major obesity epidemic. And then drinking, certainly, lots of water, consuming olive oil, especially extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil, which has a lot of health benefits, in place of butter or margarine. Often people in the Mediterranean will consume red wine with their meals. Red wine, which is abundant in resveratrol, a very powerful antioxidant. This, along with regular exercise, walking to the store instead of getting in your car, clearly using stairs, certainly being more active, and then stress management. One of the important parts of the equation, which in cardiology, I think, has largely been forgotten. You know, I call it the forgotten risk factor. I talk about that in my book. In order to maintain good health, you have to not only follow proper nutrition, but you have to exercise, and you have to have your stress reduced. And there's very easy ways of doing that with relaxation response, yoga, meditation, prayer. All of these things work. And this forms the basis of my approach in the Miami Mediterranean diet.
Very good. Now, are there any restrictions to age? For example, how young might you put a child in this lifestyle?
Right, and that's a very good question, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the answer is no, there's no restriction. From the very young to the very old, the Mediterranean diet, as I say, has been around for thousands of years and is very healthy, and it's certainly a diet that everyone in the family can enjoy. It's delicious, and it's relatively inexpensive compared to a lot of these other diets. You know, I mentioned the low-carb diets that swept this country, what I call fad diets, and not only Atkins, but a series of other diet books came out. I think those are fad diets, and they really have an asterisk, because clearly young children and others should not go on these kind of diets, pregnant females and others, because it's not a natural diet. You're not getting all of the healthy carbohydrates. You know, certainly diets that totally restrict fat are not healthy diets, because we have good fat, what we call monounsaturated fat and omega-3 fat, which is essential for good health. So I think that the Mediterranean diet, which brings the healthy fat to the table, brings healthy carbohydrates to the table, the kind of carbohydrates that are in fresh fruits and vegetables, beans and nuts, this is what we need to maintain good health. And I don't think one of the other points I want to make is that you can't package all of the healthy minerals and vitamins and what we term phytonutrients from this kind of a diet into a pill.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do it. Mother Nature does a much better job than we can do because there are literally thousands of healthy phytonutrients and minerals and vitamins that you derive from eating a healthy diet. And I feel that this is what we should do for everybody in this country. And clearly we could decrease the totality of heart disease, of stroke, of cancer, of diabetes, of hypertension, inflammatory bowel disease, and right on down the line.
To your credit, I had a guest a couple of weekends ago, Ann Catherine, who listed your diet and maybe one other, but yours, as one of the diets that satisfies or addresses all of the eating disorders that people might have. And I thought that was quite impressive, and I didn't know if you were aware of her
I wasn't. Thank research. You for bringing that to my attention.
During the 14-day cycle that you talk about in your diet, approximately how much weight might one expect to lose?
Well, let's talk about weight loss. And I think there's an element of confusion that a lot of people have, is people think that a diet means weight loss. A diet means two things. Number one, it means weight control. And for those that are overweight, well, we're talking about weight loss. And then the other thing that it means is what foods should you eat or not eat to maintain good health. The two are not the same.
Right.
And I think that's important because some of these fad diets, like I mentioned earlier, can get people to lose weight early because they basically lose a lot of water weight when you take carbohydrates out of the equation. But we know that a Mediterranean diet certainly leads to healthy, sustained, long-term weight loss, and that's been well chronicled in the literature. And what we're talking about is losing 1 to 2 pounds a week. Now, remember, that adds up. I have patients that have lost over 200 pounds on this diet over a period of years because we don't recommend, I don't recommend that anybody goes on a diet and loses a significant amount of weight in a very short period of time. I don't think that weight stays off, and I certainly think that's a lot of hucksterism because a lot of that weight loss is water weight that comes back quickly. But we know that what is the reason why a Mediterranean diet leads to weight loss? And one of the first reasons is that a Mediterranean-based diet is very rich in fiber, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans. Fiber fills you up. You don't feel the need to eat as much. And the way that we eat in America is that our food in this country is highly processed. It's processed with refined sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup. It's processed with trans fats. It's processed with all types of hormones, growth hormone included, pesticides. It's no wonder that the typical American diet, trans fats and the things that I mentioned, the high fructose corn syrup, will pack on the pounds. You take that out off the table, out of the equation, you start eating fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains and the like and everything that I talked about, all of a sudden the weight starts to come off. This is a healthy way of losing weight, and it'll stay off.
Very good. Again, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710 for general information. Remember, starting January 13, 2007, the show will air at 9:06 a.m. Stay tuned for our return with Dr. Michael Osner, author of The Miami Mediterranean Diet. Lose weight and lower your risk of heart disease. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our guest next week, January 6, 2007, will be Nina Marquis, co-author of The Serotonin Power Diet, How to Use Your Brain's Natural Chemistry to Cut Cravings, Curb Emotional Overeating, and Lose Weight. Now we're talking with Michael Osner, a medical doctor and author of The Miami Mediterranean Diet, Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease. Dr. Osner, what would you say is the ratio? You know, there's some of us who like to know the ratio of carbs, protein, fat in the different diets that we engage in. And I was curious to know how you would communicate the ratio with the Miami Mediterranean diet.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. One of the reasons why we have an obesity epidemic in this country, and one of the reasons why diabetes is on the rise, we significantly have increased the incidence of obesity and diabetes, especially in our young population, children and adolescents, as well as adults, is that we make diets very confusing. And I've seen these diets that say you need 35% of this and 40% of that. There's no person that I've ever met in my practice for over 25 years that walks around with a calculator that's calculating the percentages of fat to protein to carbohydrate. That's unrealistic, and it's totally unnecessary, and there's no magical formulas there. We have to go by science. We have very good science and clinical studies to show that if you simply follow a Mediterranean-based diet, just take the processing out of the equation, and eat healthy fruits and vegetables and nuts and beans and cold water fish and everything that we talked about today, certainly that provides you with an adequate amount of protein, of carbohydrates, of fat. As I mentioned, one of the things that for many years the campaign was to take fat out of the diet. And I think we hurt the American public because what we didn't bother to tell them was that was like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There was good fats that were being neglected in this country, and especially omega-3 fat, which is found in walnuts and in fish such as salmon and in flaxseed. And certainly omega-3 fat is critical for not only cardiovascular health, but for also all types of other conditions, including brain health. We know that, for instance, depression, one of the major causes of depression is omega-3 deficiency. And for those people that think that's not a common problem, it's felt that 9 out of 10 Americans are omega-3 deficient. So I think that per giving people these percentages, people get frustrated. They cannot follow these complicated diets. I say let's make diets very simple. Let's go by 50 years of science, one study after another, to show that a Mediterranean-based diet works to not only control your weight, but to decrease heart disease and other disease states, and it's a simple diet to follow. You can find all the ingredients for a Mediterranean diet in any grocery store in the United States. Fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, things that we talked about today certainly can be found anywhere. And I feel that it's important to also reemphasize the fact that people in the Mediterranean regions don't eat red meat like we do in this country, where we get up, we have bacon for breakfast, hamburgers for lunch, steak for dinner, and we do it over and over again. They eat red meat in moderation, and I think that's important because not only red meat, but our processed foods and our diet in America promotes inflammation in our body. We have a pro-inflammatory diet and lifestyle. A Mediterranean diet, on the other side of the coin, with all of the ingredients, is an anti-inflammatory diet. And inflammation becomes the root to a lot of the disease states that we're seeing today.
Well, now, for those, I noticed in some of your, the menus, there's quite a bit of, you know, some dairy, quite a bit of wheat and things of that nature. Can people feel free to substitute if they're lactose intolerant or if they have wheat allergies?
Absolutely. I mean, there's one thing that we know is that there are no two people alike. And as we always say, the best approach for embarking on a and any lifestyle change or medical change is to have an ongoing dialogue with your personal treating physician who knows your allergies, who knows your physical makeup, and discuss the kind of prevention modalities with your personal treating physician. I think that relationship will lead you to the optimal course in life, which is a proactive approach to prevent diseases before they strike. Unfortunately, we're reactionary in this country. We wait until people have heart attacks and strokes, and then we try to bail them out with catheters and stents and surgery. I think that's the wrong approach. The right approach is let's get people when they're healthy, when they're feeling well, when they're young,
before
and
they
head them in
them.
The right direction and reserve all of these fancy interventional modalities such as surgery for those people that fall through the cracks are unstable. In my practice, I have found over the years that the number of people that become unstable, if they do the right things, is extremely low. And we don't see the young people that suddenly drop dead from heart attacks that we saw before because we know how to treat these people a lot better than in the past where they just followed the typical American diet. And we know from the Korean War data that 18, 19-year-old recruits killed in action already had atherosclerotic coronary disease, the blockages that lead to heart attacks.
Well, very good. Now, just for my listeners, yes, you can substitute something like agave nectar for Splenda. So it's a type of thing that is a lifestyle issue so that you can feel free within it, the framework of what they put out there to find out
Absolutely.
What you want to eat. Is there a website you would like to share with people if they have questions that we don't get to today?
Yes, they can certainly go to www.drosner.com. That's D R